I'm Maura Bennett with Colorado Ag Today. The Colorado Department of Ag's third in a series of virtual roundtables focusing on the resilience of ag producers focuses on South Central producers. And all things considered, it hasn't been the worst year ever. Jim Ehrlich, Executive Director of the Colorado Potato Administrative Committee, says despite drought and COVID, San Luis Valley potato growers produced a healthy crop this year.
We've had to pull really heavily on our aquifer this year in order to actually apply more water than normal because it was warmer than normal. But we got off to a really good start because it was warmer in the spring. We've been really fortunate. I keep saying that, but it's really true. We've had good growing conditions this year.
Max Fields of Fields to Plate Produce in Durango is a first-generation farmer. He and his partner have 150 acres with 10 acres certified organic. He says they've been lucky to have the full support of their local community during the COVID transitions.
We expect to pull out about 100,000 pounds of vegetables for storage this winter. So the harvest has been amazing. One of our best years to date.
Third-generation rancher George Witten has a 400-cow-calf operation at San Juan Ranch in the San Luis Valley. He says he lost all of his processing slots for the next year or more because of plant slowdowns. He's looking to replace some of those with a new plant coming online in New Mexico. He says he also had no production on his rangelands due to drought, but migrated his cattle to eastern Colorado. I'm Maura Bennett with the Ag Information Network of the West.